It's pretty cool.
All that good stuff. Sounds a little complicated, sounds a little complex. So there's a lot of learning going on, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. A lot of studying.
Well, welcome to life. A lot of studying going on, but that's very cool, very cool. And what kind of brought you to, I guess, what you're doing? Like, what was the process for you saying, like, this is what I want to do?
Well, it's always been a dream of mine to become a doctor, and I thought that going to Tri-County Tech would, help me a lot in that department.
Well, very cool. And we move on to Jackie. Explain a little bit about yourself. What year are you? All that fun stuff.
I'm Jackie Tafoya, and I'm a second year right now at Tri-County Tech. And so in the Project Lead the Race curriculum that we do in bioscience, I'm in the second class called Human Body Systems. And so after the first class of PBS, like Alex is in, you move on to more complex into the body.
More complex?
Well, like more complex of being, you study more of the human anatomy
Okay.
and you study the way it works together, and you get to dissect a lot of organs. You get to use lab equipment, which is a lot of fun. You learn how to do all these things that you would normally learn, maybe not until you go to college. So this is a really good opportunity for high school students to get into.
You dissect organs. What kind of organs are we dissecting here?
Just the other day we did eyeballs,
Okay.
and we just did kidneys also. And I think tomorrow we're gonna get a cow leg and see how the joints work. And so it's a lot of fun. I guess not too much for anybody weak stomach, but.
Okay, I was gonna ask, I was like, do you enjoy the dissection? Do you enjoy all of that?
Oh yeah, I think it's fun because I want to become a doctor, and so I really like learning about anatomy. And even though it's animals, it's really similar to human anatomy too.
Okay, well, so you're taking all these classes and you're doing all these things, right? And you're doing a lot of a lot of I would not say necessarily complex. I mean, they're for me, they're way complex, and for a lot of us out there, they're complex. But doing a lot of dissections, a lot of hands-on, a lot of learning things, a lot of things that just you can read as much as you want a textbook, but you're hands-on doing things. And you're both high school students. That's really cool, right? Like your classmates, I guess, from high school, and other people around your age aren't necessarily doing the same things that you have or have the opportunities you guys have.
Definitely not. I mean, we get to work with some pretty cool stuff, and we also go on field trips. Just this week, we went to the Science Museum to see the Bodies Revealed exhibit, and that was really cool.
Yeah, I heard some good stuff about that place. I actually didn't get to go, but
fair enough.
Yeah.
So you're taking these things. How many classes, I guess, are you taking at Tri-County Tech? What is it? Are you just taking the one, or like, what is the process of doing this?
Well, we're morning students, so we get to take three classes, and it's really science-based curriculum. So we take a math, a science, and then our bioscience. So right now we're both in Algebra 2 and chemistry.
Okay. And so would you say these classes are kind of focused, I guess? I mean, obviously you're focused on things, what you want to do, but a lot of times I feel like when you go through schooling, whether it's, wherever it is, you either take a lot of classes, and sometimes they're not necessarily what you want to do for the rest of your life, or just kind of general education things. But you guys are kind of focusing in now. You're starting to get classes of things that you want to do forever.
Yeah, see, after tech, I actually plan on going to Oklahoma State.
Go Pokes.
So, yeah, definitely go Pokes. And I plan on studying osteopathic medicine, and I plan on being a doctor, a DO. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to going to Oklahoma State.
Good answer. What about you?
Well, I also want to become a doctor, not of osteopathic medicine, but I'll probably just go to pre-med program and then go into a graduate program. But our bioscience class, it's not just doctors or just becoming a nurse. Like, they introduce you to a lot of different careers, like being a lab tech, doing stuff to work with animals, like veterinary sciences, research medicine, all that fun sciencey stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to just want to be a doctor to go to tech. Like, it opens up a whole new options for you. Like, I actually had the mind of being a doctor, but if you go in there with just a clear mind, you'll find that there's a lot more of opportunities than just being a doctor in the science category.
Oh, absolutely. It sounds exciting. We're gonna have to take a quick break. I'm looking at our clock here, and we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More Community Connection right after this.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And we're back here, K1AM 1400 and FM 93.3. We're talking a little bit during the break about the biotech assistant certification for seniors. And I'll let whoever would like to explain that a little bit. But it sounds like a really cool deal.
Yeah, so we already work with lab equipment, and you're introduced to like pipetting, Bunsen burners, beakers and whatnot. But the biotech assistant certification will allow you to be certified, and when you go on to college, get a job in the college labs or something. Mm-hmm. And so we have seniors graduating and going into college as freshmen being able to get these jobs versus upperclassmen who have never been introduced to lab equipment until their college years.
And so it's a certification that is going to help you for sure later on, but it's also going to help you through your college career and even into professional life even.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And so it's one of those classes, and I got certification, I suppose, but it's one of those things that you learn. I think a lot of times you learn just general education things, like when am I ever going to use this? This is something you're going to use, and you're going to use hopefully often and hopefully well.
Yeah.
Very cool. So we're moving on through these things. What being a medicine and bioscience student, what does it allow you to do, I guess, within Tri-County Tech, within just life, within going into the field?
Well, Tri-County Tech and the bioscience course allows you to use a lot of lab equipment, and, you know, it's really fun. Also, you use your brain a lot more versus regular school because it's really complex stuff. And, you know, it's just a lot easier place and a safer environment, you can say. Like, when it comes to testing, it really helps out if you, say, had anxiety and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just it gives you a lot more confidence, you'd say.
Okay. A lot of confidence, a lot of critical thinking as we're going through here. Looking at through statistics and stuff that we have on here is really, really cool stuff. We have a point here, a bullet point. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics identified the projected growth of healthcare professional of 19% from 2014 to 2024, which is much faster than average for all occupations, which means your field is growing. How do you feel, you know, when your field grows? That's very exciting for your profession, right? It's very exciting, but also kind of a lot of people want to do it, and so it's a little bit harder. How do you feel like Tri-County Tech kind of gives you that edge above, I guess, your peers or your competitors as far as finding a job, being able to get into programs, being able to do things that you want to do?
Go ahead.
Yeah, it definitely gives us a one up on regular high school students because they don't get to take the classes that we do at Tri-County Tech, and our instructors do a very nice job teaching what they know, and they push us to think for ourselves versus them just giving you a PowerPoint presentation and writing down notes and being a zombie. So, like, as you're learning stuff, you're actually implementing it in your labs, what you do, and like you use it, and we go see the different careers. Like, we visit OSU Medical Center, and that was really cool, and like the field itself is growing, and like science is always growing, and it's going to become more popular, and you'll always have a job. So job stability for sure.
This is very active in finding that and helping you, I guess, achieve your goals. It's not just necessarily telling you what you should do, but it's also helping you actually physically do that, which is very exciting. So you're both high school students. What was the process for you all like to get into Tri-County Tech?
Well, getting to Tri-County Tech was really easy for me because they actually came to my home school, so I could just, they would just call me out of class, just walk right down to the library, that's where we did it, and we would just sign right up. Mm-hmm. It's a really simple process. I think it helped me out a lot.
Okay, what about you? Yeah.
As a high schooler, you can just, the recruiters will definitely come to your schools and explain. We give tours at Tri-County Tech to sophomores also who want to join as juniors. Also, you can go talk to your guidance counselor, and they'll get in touch with Tri-County Tech if they haven't already gotten in touch with the school.
So very, very simple. Easy process, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so our last point here we have for this thing, though, but I think it's something that's extremely important, and I know that when I was in high school, I felt this way, and when I got to college, I felt this way. But what is a learning environment? How is that different from, say, either other schools or your high school or whatever, and things you've done in the past?
Well, the learning environment is a lot different. Something that I really like is that you don't have to ask to go to the restroom. You can just you can just get up and go, and like, even that little small thing, it's such a big deal to me because I don't have to have permission to use the restroom. Like, that's just cool to me. I can do whatever I want, you can say, but there is an extent. It's kind of like a small community college and a high school kind of combined. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more freedom there. It's just a lot more easygoing.
You have a lot more freedom. You're more adult-like in that sense, but they still kind of guide you along. It's not just free reign of whatever.
Yeah. Everybody's there because they want to be there. Like, you're not forced to go to Tri-County Tech. You can sign up. And so they treat you with respect. They treat you like an adult, and you're expected to return it also. And, like, you're expected to do your work, and if you don't, you know, it's on you. Unlike high school, in a regular high school, it's like, you get in so much trouble for doing this or doing that.
No. I remember that. It's definitely a learning opportunity, not only that you're going to Tri-County Tech and having all these things, but it's also a learning opportunity as for yourselves as students and growing and who you want to be and what your not necessarily study habits are, but what your dedication and what your responsibility is like. It's definitely developmental for you as students. Speaking about Tri-County Tech, what is going on at Tri-County Tech right now?
Yeah, perfect. Well, thanks, Jackie. Thanks, Alex. Learn about med program. This weekend, we have something big going on. We have a fundraiser tomorrow, Saturday, May 6th, and it will be at Tri-County Tech. So a lot of people don't get to come to our salon. Our cosmetology program has our own salon where you can come in as the public and get all of your services. So get your mani, your pedis, your hair done, your facials, everything you can dream of. And you get to have students work on you, and so they get to learn. So we're opening that up tomorrow. And so you can make appointments by calling 918-331-3236, and we'll be there 8 to 4. We do accept some walk-ins. We prefer to have those appointments lined up to make sure we don't get backed up. But we have two of our employees at Tri-County Tech that have gone through quite a bit this year, and so we want to help them out. So all of those proceeds will go directly to them. So we're excited about that, and then our students get to have some Saturday work and get to see more of the public. We'll also have a car wash, and Alex and Jackie will be there from 10 to 2 with that car wash with some other med and pre-engineering students, and then we'll have some baked goods, and then you can also get a little tune-up for your car. So our auto service program will do an air conditioning check for just $20, and that's also from 10 to 2, and you get one free can of Freelance. Of coolant. So that's pretty cool. So come out and see us tomorrow, and we'll benefit the Smith family and the Prince family as you get to experience Tri-County Tech on a Saturday, so you have some time.
So something for everybody out there with the fundraiser, all sorts of things. It's not just just for the people who are getting the hair and
right.
all that stuff done, but it's other things as well. And of course, again, you mentioned it is a fundraiser. It's benefiting two mm-hmm. different families
yes.
as well. 8 o'clock a.m. to 4 mm-hmm. o'clock p.m., so 8 in the morning to 4 mm-hmm. p.m. 918-331-3236. Now, summer is almost here.
Yes.
I'm not sure if they're ready to get out of school for the semester or not. But summer's almost here. What do you have going on this summer?
So we do have our summer camps for our younger students. So June 5th through 9th, we have current 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. And then June 12th through 6th, we have current 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. So you can register online. Registration closes May 15th, which is next weekend. So, well, the following Monday, but basically by next weekend. Make sure you register, or you can come in and register for your campers. It's $245 per camper, and that includes some food. And there are different types of camp. So mm-hmm. this year we have an electronics camp, engineering camp, robotics, chef camp, computer geek, and lab rat. So lab rat camp is kind of mm-hmm. what these guys do. They get to learn how to set up everything in the science world. So that's kind of fun, and get those young students exposed to what they could potentially do at Tri-County Tech or in their career in college. So it's fun. So get registered.
Absolutely. And so lab rat camp, again, something they would recommend.
They would love.
But it sounds extreme. It sounds very cool that you're getting to set up these equipment. You're not being a test subject.
Mm-hmm.
Should
no.
be clear. And so you're at Tri-County Tech, but I see here you also have a Pawhuska facility.
We do. We are doing some classes at Pawhuska, try to get that community involved over there. I actually just taught a calligraphy class over there. So you can check out all of those classes that we offer on our website at tricountytech.edu. That's also where you can register for those summer camps and pretty much find all of this information to refer back to. Or if you'd rather use the phone, you can call Cindy Helmer at 918-287-3357, and she can get you registered for any classes that we have out there.
Okay, so people who are not necessarily of student age who want to do Tri-County Tech, you have programs for them?
We do. So our adult programs, these benefit all adults in every type of kind of work life that they have. So we have some Flex and Fast Track programs, which are for those adults who are working. So Flex kind of takes about a semester. It's always under a year, and it's usually 1 to 2 nights a week that you go, and you can get your certification, your license, whatever that program is that you're interested in, and get that completed, and you can still work, so you don't have to give up those financial resources. So our Fast Track is also similar, but it's even shorter, so it can be as little as a few weeks, and same type of thing. And you can always find those on our website at tricountytech.edu/adults, and you can search all different types of program. We have a lot in the health field, so these kiddos love that. We have some certified nursing aide, we have certified medication aide, paramedics is coming up, EMT, so if you're interested in saving those lives in an emergency situation, we can get you trained up for that and get you started, and you can start making some money, which is nice.
Absolutely. Wholeheartedly agree with that. And finally, Osage Market.
Yes.
What's up with that?
We love the Osage Market. So we do have a culinary department, a culinary program for our students, high school students and adult students. So they run our Osage Market. It's our on-site restaurant, basically. And during the school year, we have it open for lunch and breakfast. But during the summer, it's just that lunchtime. Okay. And we do have specials every day. So they are pretty fun. They make a lot of different things, so it's not the same stuff every time. So coming up, we have like meatloaf and lasagna, paninis, some Dijon chicken. That's my favorite one. Dijon chicken's coming up on the 15th. But that is open to the public, so you can come out, and it's very reasonably priced. Those specials are $5.50, and so you can grab, and they load it up. I mean, it's a full meal, and you can come out and see our gorgeous facility and sit and eat lunch with any of us. Or if you want a meeting with someone where you can hear yourself, not in a crowded restaurant, you can come out. We have plenty of space and different options on where you can sit and eat.
So. All right. So a lot of things going on. What's that website one more time?
TriCountyTech.edu.
TriCountyTech.edu. And that's, I assume, where you can find most of that information.
Yes.
Most of that
or
good stuff.
If you rather use the phone, you can reach us at 918-331-3333. Super easy phone number. And any of those girls in the front would be happy to inform you of anything you need.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in. We're looking at our time here, and unfortunately, I have to wrap things up. But Cheyenne Stevens, Alex, and Jackie, good luck the rest of your semester and your school year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Jesus told us in